Today's daf is Shavuos daf Ches. We left off in Daf Zayin and Beis. We're 6 lines from the bottom of the page in Daf Zayin and Beis. We left off yesterday with a very long brisa, and the Gemara now is going to take the brisa piece by piece and take it apart. So we are again. The brisa was about the idea that the seir hanasa bifnim, that the seir laHashem that they brought inside the Beis Hamikdash in Yom Kippur, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippur, is mechaper for tumas mikdash uKadoshav when it's yesh b'yedia b'tchila and ain b'yedia b'sof. Meaning, if you have a situation of tumas mikdash uKadoshav where it's yesh b'yedia b'tchila u'basof, where a person knew that he was tamei, then went into the Beis Hamikdash or ate kodesh while he had forgotten he was tamei, and then later on realizes what he had done, so then he brings an olav yared. Then you don't need the seal Hashem. The seal Hashem is needed for a case where he doesn't realize in the end what he had done. He knew originally that he was tameh, then forgot, and he walked into the Beis Hamikdash, and he still doesn't realize what he had done, so he needs some sort of kapara to hold him over. So that's what the seir Hashem is for. So the Braisa tried to figure out how we know that that is what the seir Hashem is mechaper for. And the Braisa says, we know it's supposed to be mechaper for tuma of some sort, because the pasuk says v'chipar al kodesh mitumos b'nei Yisrael. But there are other types of tuma as well. There are types of tuma that aren't even what we would generally call tuma, that are just averos that the Torah refers to as tuma, like tumas avodah zarah, tumas gilui arayos, tumas shvichos damim. So how do we know that this is about tumas mikdash ukdashav and it's not mechaper for one of the big three averos? So that's what the Braisa had darshined, that may tumos b'nei Yisrael v'lo kol tumos, that it has to be the type of tuma that is different than all other tumos, and tumas mikdash u'kadashav is distinct and unique from all other tumos, and that's what the pasuk must be talking about, that the seir laHashem is mechaper for. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we have a drasha straight from the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk itself, it says v'chiper ala kodesh mitumos. So it implies that the tuma, the type of tuma that it's mechaper on, is ala kodesh. It's tuma relating to kodesh, to tumas mikdash ukadashav. But it's not based on svara. It's just according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mimekomo hu mukhra, a phrase that's going to come up a couple of times in today's daf. It comes from the pasuk itself. The pasuk itself about the seir laHashem indicates which averet's mechaper for. So now let's go back and analyze the brisa, 6 lines from the bottom. Amar mar, yeshli beinyan zeh lahavi gimel tumos, that one could have assumed that the seir laHashem is mechaper for 3 different types of tuma. Tumas avodah zarah, v'tumas gilui arayos, v'tumas shvichas damim. Right, those are all types of tuma that l'chora could have been covered, or at least had some sort of kapara from the seir laHashem. So frekta gemara, what's the havamina? Now again, in the brisa itself, it rejected that havamina, either according to Rabbi Yehuda because it has to be a unique kind of tuma, or according to Rabbi Shimon because it's mimekama humukra. But we're just going to try to figure out what the havamina was. What's the havamina to assume that the seir laHashem could be mechaper for these averos? So frekta gemara, hay avodah zarah hechidami. What's the case of avodah zarah? If a person violated avodah zarah b'mezid, bar ketalahu, the seir laHashem is not going to help him. He's chayiv misa. So short of misa, he doesn't get a kapara. Ibishogeg, and if he violated avodah zarah b'shogeg, bar karbanhu. So then he's chayiv a karban. And if he's chayiv a karban, that's his kapara. Who says seir laHashem is going to go in and serve as his kapara? Now the Mahari Asad in his Tshuvos, in Tshuvos Yehuda Ya'aleh, Chelek Aleph Yardei Simon Lamed Dalid, tries to show where the Gemara over here says ibe mezid bar ketalahu, that if he violated avodah zarah b'mezid, he's chayiv misa. So how could the seir laHashem ever be mechaper for him? So Mahari Asad says, is that true? When every time you violate avodah zarah b'mezid, you're chayiv misa. He says, I think there's an exception, because we know that if a person is mavir zaro lemolech, that when it comes to molech, if your mavir is kol zaro lemolech, if you're mavir one of your children lemolech, senei nechinam, you're chayiv misa. But someone who's mavir kol zaro lemolech, according to the Gemara Sanhedrin Samach Dalaram Beis, is pata from misa. So maybe that's what the seir laHashem is coming to be mechaper for. It's coming to be mechaper for someone who's avid avodah zarah, Bimezid, ah, he's chayv misa. Not if he's mavir kol zara lemolech, then he's not going to be chayv misa. So maybe that would be the answer to the Gemara's question. Why didn't the Gemara think of that? It's a very sharp question. You have to have a little bit of a bekius in avodah zara to know that there's such a thing as an avodah zara that you could do bimezid and not be chayv misa for. So he writes, he answers based on the Marsha, that the reason a person, the Marsha and Sanhedrin over there explains, that the reason when a person is mavir kol zaru lemolech, that he's not chayiv misa, is not because the aveira is not so bad when you mavir kol zaru lemolech. Adrabba, it's the exact opposite. If you mavir some of your children lemolech, that's bad, you're chayiv misa for it. You mavir kol zaru lemolech, the misa is not even going to be mechaper for you. It's gadol avono min so, the aveira is too great to even bear and to even achieve a kapari, even with misa's based in. So if that's true, if the reason that you're not going to get misa for it is because the misa is not enough to be mechaper, then of course the seir l'Hashem is not going to be enough to be mechaper. It's a tremendous kula to say that the seir that they bring on Yom Kippur, the seir apnimi that they bring on Yom Kippur, is going to be mechaper for your personal avera. You're not even paying for it out of pocket, and it's going to be mechaper for your personal avera. That's a tremendous kula. So we wouldn't apply a kula to something that's too severe in avera for a person to even be chayiv misa for, that even misa won't work for him. That's the reason. It's the same idea that we have for ein onshin min adin, for why we don't give an onesh based on the kal v'chomer. Why is it? So we have a couple of svaras, but one of the svaras that we had was that maybe if you say, look, if a person does aveira A, he's chayiv malchus. So if he does aveira B, which is even more severe, he should for sure be chayiv malchus. So why is it that we can't say such a thing? Because maybe aveira B is too severe for malchus. Maybe malchus, well, we're not going to just beat him up for the heck of it. It has to be something that provides a kapara. And if it's not going to provide a kapara, then it's not worth it. And based on that, Maria Asad was Miyashev, the questioner. It's a Tshuva Sefer in Tshuva Yudhi Yala. So the person had asked, why don't we say this Bryce is talking about someone who's Mumar L'chele V'dam, that according to the Tanakam and Masech HaSchulim, the Afayim Beis, we can't accept a karban from a person who's mumar l'chele v'dam. Because so it could be that you're dealing with a guy who violated avodah zarah b'shogeg. So why do we say it can't be? The seal Hashem can't be mechab for someone who violated avodah zarah b'shogeg because he's chayav a karban. But maybe it's talking about a guy who can't bring a karban. And that's what the Torah is saying, that the seer apnimi is mechaper for someone who can't bring a karban, because we're not going to be mekabel a karban for him. So the Maria Sad says, no, the point is, we're not mekabel a karban, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give him kapara. It's the same idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in giving him kapara. That's why we're not mekabel a karban from him. So don't tell me that the seer Hashem is going to go and serve as a kapara. Yeah, that can't serve as a kapara for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in giving him a kapara. That's how Maria Sad answers the question. One more point, we said, Ibishogig bar karbanu, there's a chsam sofer. The Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, in Yerdea Simen Kuf Nun Hei, writes that from here we have a raya that when it comes to halacha, there's no chilik between onshin in Bezdin Shalmala and onshin in Bezdin Shalmata, in the following sense, that even when it comes to Bezdin Shalmala, at what age does a person get punished? So people are used to thinking, there is an idea out there based on Midrashim, that onshim and bezin shalmala only happen from the age of 20 and not from the age of 13. The Chassam Sofer says that's not true. Even in onesh bezin shalmala, it's yud gimel shana, yechayv kares and a karban and everything. And his raya is from our Gemara, because if it were true that before the age of 20 you're not a bar kares and you're not a bar hava as karban, you're not someone who can bring a karban. So what's the Gemara saying? In bishogeg, if the guy did avodah zarah bishogeg, he's chayv a karban, and therefore, how could the seer apnimi be mechaper for him? He's chayav a karban. Maybe we're talking about someone who's 13 years old, and since he's between the age of 13 and 20, where he's not a bar karban and he still needs kapara. So he says, oh, so you see from here clearly that already at the age of 13, you're chayav in all of the regular onshim, and therefore you need to bring a karban to clear your slate up in shamayim as well, even at the age of 13 already. Rav Yosef Engel writes that even if Bezin Shalmala doesn't punish until you're 20 years old and you're not Chayiv Kares, you could still be Chayiv Karban Chatos. The Chayiv Chatos is not to be Mechaper, the Onesh of Kares. It comes to take care of the Avera that happens to have the Chumrah of an Onesh of Kares. Big difference. You know, the Chassam Sofer automatically assumes that if you're going to be Chayiv Karban at the age of 13, it means you're Chayiv Kares at the age of 13, because you're only Chayiv Karban on those Averos for which you would be Chayiv Kares if you didn't be Mezid. Professor Vengel says, no, the two are not. It's true. You're only Chayiv Karban for those Averos that if you didn't be Mezid, you would be Chayiv Kares, but that doesn't mean that you're automatically Chayiv Kares at the age of 13. It could be that actual Kares you're only going to get to at the age of 20. The Karban is not, doesn't take care of your Kares. It doesn't get rid of any Kares. It just happens to come on an Avera that's severe enough. The Chi of Karban comes for an Avera that's severe enough that had you done it b'mezid, you would have been Chayiv Kares. So he doesn't like the Chassam Sofer's Raya. Okay, says the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara said, what's the Havamina to assume that it's Avodah Zarah that the Seer HaPnimi is Mechaper for? Avodah Zarah you're either going to get killed for, or you're going to be Chayiv Karban for. The Seer HaPnimi plays no role. So answers the Gemara, B'mezid v'lo Asr. Maybe it's talking about someone who did Avodah Zarah B'mezid, but he's not going to get killed for it because no one ever gave him Asra'a. Or Bishogeg v'lo Asyadalei. Or maybe he did Avodah Zarah B'shogeg, and he's not going to be Chayiv Karban because he never found out about it. That we're talking about a guy who never realized what he had done. He had done a B'shogeg and didn't realize what he had done. So in the interim, let the Seir HaPnimi be Mechaper until he realizes. And then once he realizes, he'll go bring his Karban. Very much the same way the Karban Olav Yored is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. It's not Mechaper forever. It's not the Karban Olav Yored. The Seir HaShem is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash U'Kedashav. It's not Mechaper forever. It's just Mechaper until he has Yediyah B'Self. And once he has Yediyah B'Self, so good. So then he'll bring his Karban Olav Yored. Same over here. So that's an explanation of what the Hava Mina might have been. Tosfos asks that how can you say that the kapar of the Seer HaPnimi is for these averos of Odzar Gilei Raya Shu'ch Dam? What's the Hava Mina to say that? We know that there are Gemaras all over Shas that talk about the kapar for these averos coming from the Big Day Kuhuna, that the Eifod is mechapar on Odzar, the Ketones is mechapar on Shu'ch Dam, and the Mechnasayim on Gilei Arayos. Right? These are Gemaras that say like this, that all these things are, that the Big Day Kuhuna are mechapar for all of these things. So how can we suggest that it's the Seir HaPnimi that's really Mechaper? So Tosfos says that we're assuming that the Big Day Kuhuna are Mechaper for these Averos only together in concert with the Seir HaPnimi on Yom Kippur. And Zeh b'lo zeh lo yawil, that they won't work one without the other. You need the two of them to work together with each other. Tosfos in Zvachim happens to write, Tosfos in Zvachim says that which we say the Ketonos is Mechaper on Shvichas Damim, it's not Mechaper on the Horeg, Tosfos says, on the murderer. It's Mechaper on the community for allowing Shvichas Damim to happen under their watch. Meaning everyone needs kapara when there's a murder, because it's not just the murderer that did the avera. It is just the murderer that did the avera per se, but it's everyone who bears some level of responsibility. Now, based on that Tosfos in Masechta Zvachim, so then you understand very well that this kasha is not much of a kasha, right? You ask about why is it? How could we even have a havamina that the Seer HaPnimi is mechaper for all of these gimel averos? We know the Big Day Kuhuna is mechaper for these gimel averos. The answer could be very simple. The Big Day Kuhuna is not mechaper for the one who violates these gimel averos. It's mechaper for the community within which these gimel averos are being violated. But maybe the Seer HaPnimi is mechaper for the gimel averos themselves. Again, at least within the Hava Amina. The Rambam leaves out the din, does not mention the din that Big Day Kuhuna mechaper. So the Birchas Avraham explains that the Rambam holds that it's not a halacha of kapara, it's more like a segula type of thing. And the raya is that it says that the Metznefes is mechaper on Gasei Aruach, the Avnet is mechaper on Hirhurei Halev. Those are things that don't really require kapara in the sense that they're not a maisa avera. So it means mechaper on some other level, not in a realistic onesh type of level. It means mechaper in some cheshbon up in shamayim kind of level, rather than in a concrete onesh kind of level, and therefore you can't ask anything about that the big dekuna are mechaper. So what do you need the siyara pinimi to be mechaper for? Totally unrelated to each other. The siyara pinimi is a real kapara in terms of the way we know it, and the big dekuna are some type of skula type of kapara that we don't fully that we're not fully accountable for. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. What about Gili Arayos? Gili Arayos nami hechidami. How could we suggest that the siyara pinimi is mechaper for Gili Arayos? If the person violated Gilei Arayos b'mezid, he's chayv misa. And if he violated Gilei Arayos b'shogeg, bar karban, he's chayv b'karban. So how could we have a hava mina that Gilei Arayos is the sir pnimi is mechaper for Gilei Arayos? So the Gemara answers again. Same answer. It could be that it's talking about a person who violated Gilei Arayos b'mezid, but he didn't get Asra'a, or someone who violated Gilei Arayos b'shogeg, and he didn't realize. And as long as he didn't realize, then he's not going to be chayiv the karban. So frekli Gemara Vayter. What about shvichas dam? Shvichas dam nami echidami. What's the case of shvichas damim where the Gemara has a hava amina that the siyara pnimi is mechaper? If he did it b'mezid, if he murders b'mezid, he's chayiv misa, and if he murders b'shogeg, he's chayiv galus. So in either case, he doesn't need the siyara pnimi. He gets some. There's some other prescribed onesh for him. So answers the Gemara: b'mezid v'lo asrube, b'shogeg v'lo siyadale. First, we give the standard answer that we gave for the other two. We might be talking about a case of mezid where he didn't get asra, or a case of shogeg where he does not yet know that he had murdered somebody, and therefore the Sir LaHashem, the Sir HaPnimi, is going to be mechaper for him because he doesn't go to Golos in that case. Inami, or else the Gemara says, Bahanach Talav B'nei Golos Ninhu. There are a lot of technicalities in the din of Golos. Not everybody goes to Golos. If a person kills Derech Aliyah, he kills B'shogeg as he's climbing up the ladder instead of climbing down the ladder, so he doesn't go to Golos. So then that's a case of Shrichas Damim B'shogeg. He's not going to go to Golos. Where's his Kapara going to come from? So that's where the Bryce had a Hava Amina. Again, it's only a Hava Amina, but the Bryce had a Hava Amina that maybe the Seir HaPnimi should be Mechaper for someone like that. The Or Sameach writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Alecha Zayin that this Gemara bothered him a lot. He says, "Harbe hitzta'arti al zeh." He had a lot of tsar from learning this Gemara because the Or Sameach points out, what do you mean that we're going to say that the kapara of the Siyara Pnimi is for someone who murdered B'shogeg and doesn't realize what he did? Lo noda lo that he had murdered B'shogeg. Mimanufshach. Are there Edim or are there not Edim? If there are no edim that he killed somebody b'shogeg, even if he knows he killed somebody b'shogeg, he doesn't go to Golos anyway, because you're not chayiv Golos without edim, right? The Ritva Maseches Makos and Dav Beis is mistapik to say maybe you should be chayiv Golos even al pi atzmo, because Golos serves as a kapara, and just like a karban, a person can be mechayiv al pi atzmo. So okay, so based on that, there are some wouldn't have a problem if you were to assume like that sat on the Ritva. But the general assumption is that it's not true, that Golos is only something that you get when someone is made against you that you killed b'shogeg. But al pi atzmo, to just say, I feel so guilty, I know I killed someone b'shogeg, Pashto says, you wouldn't get galus. Not like that Ritva and Makos Dav Beis. So if that's the case, Ar Sameach says, manavshach. If there were no Edim there, he doesn't go to Golos anyway. And if there were Edim that he killed somebody, what does it help that it's lo noda lo, that he doesn't know about it, but you think he's going to get out of Golos just because he doesn't know about it? Two Edim say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon b'shogeg, and Reuven says, I don't know anything about that. So now we don't send him to Golos. Of course we send him to Golos. So the Or Sameach says he has no idea what's going on in the Gemara over here. It bothered him tremendously that the Gemara says that the case where a person kills b'shogeg and is not going to go to Golos is a case where he doesn't know about it. He doesn't know that he had killed b'shogeg. What difference does it make if he knows about it or not? All that matters is whether Edim know about it. So that's what the Or Sameach says. What you see from here is that if be'emes he does know that he killed, even though there are no Edim that are Me'idim Al-Kach, and no Bezin is Mechayiv him Galus, still, if he does go to Galus, he's Pater from Onesh Shamayim, even though he's not Mechuyiv Galus Al-Pi Adin. Even though he can't be Mechayiv yourself Galus Al-Pi Din, if he does go to Galus, he's going to be Pater from the Onesh Al-Pi Shamayim, based on the fact that he's achieving his own Kapara. So that's what the Or Sameach wanted to be Mechadesh, based on our Gemara. Okay, we're 7 lines down on the page. Amar Mar and Chesam and Alf. Amar Mar, Yachlal Shalosh Tumos Haloli Yesayim Mechaper. One might think that for these three Tumos that we mentioned of Avod Zargil Reshich Zdamim, the Seir HaPnimi should be on Yom Kippur should be Mechaper. Tamalomar, so the Brisa said, no, we learn from the Pasuk, Mi Tumos Velo Kol Tumos, Ma Matzino Shechila Kakasav Mechlal Kol HaTumos B'Tumos Mikdash HaKadashav. Where do we find that a singular Tumah is distinct from all other Tumos and plays by its own rules? That's Tumas Mikdash of Ukadashav, Afkan B'Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav Div Rabbi Yehuda. So over here as well, the Kapara of the Sira Pnimi and Yom Kippur must be about this distinct and unique Tumah of Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the only thing the Brisa didn't explain, and the Gemara now asks, My Chilek. What do you mean Tumas Mikdash Kedashav is so unique? What makes Tumas Mikdash Kedashav so unique that we think that that must be the single Aveira that's being identified for the Sierra Panimi to be Mechaper for on Yom Kippur? Where do we find such a unique halacha relating to Tumas Mikdash Kedashav? Answers the Gemara, Demaisi Ba'al V'yared. It's very unique. The carbon chatas you bring for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav is not a chatas kavua. It's an olav yored. Depending on how much money you have, you bring a different carbon. So that's that itself is something that's very unique. So now what the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the Yom trying to do is to say, but there are a lot of other Averis that are also unique, either because they bring an olav yored or because they have something else about them that's very unique. So Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, the Brisa shouldn't assume automatically that the Sierra Pnimi is Mechaper only for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and not for other Averos because of this unique status that it's Maisi olav yored. There are a lot of unique Averos. It says Gemara, Eim Avodah Zarah. Maybe Avodah Zarah is the unique Avera. Umay Chilek, and what is the uniqueness of Avodah Zarah? The Maisi Seira Velo Kispa. Because when someone does Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, he can only bring a Seira, he can't bring a Kispa. Normally, when a person violates other Chayavi Krisus, he has the option, O Kispa, O Seira. But when a person does Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, no such option. So that's extremely unique also. So maybe that we should say that since that's unique, that's what the Seira Panimi is Mechaper for. Some Rav Kana, Anan Chilik Lahakal Kamin, Vahay Chilik Lahachmiru. So Rav Kana says, no, think about it for a second. What are we trying to say? We're trying to say that you should get off easy, that the Seir of Yom Kippur should be Mechaper for you, meaning that you should have a Kapara without spending your own money on your own Karban. So it's got to be something that has a unique element to it that's a Kula, not a unique element that's a Chumrah. We need to find an Aveira that's called Tumah, that has a unique element that's a kula, and that's why, since it's a kal, it's an avera that's kal to begin with, we're going to let you get away with a kapara of the Sira Pnimi. But the fact that by Avodah Zarah we limit the types of karbanos you're allowed to bring is a chumra. That's not a kula, so that's not going to work. Okay, so the Gemara tries number two. Maybe there's another avera that has a very unique element to it. Eima Yoledes, the chilek, the maisa olav yored. Yoledes is also unique because Yoledes also brings a karban olav yored. So maybe that's what the Sira Pnimi is mechaper for. It's mechaper for the Yoledes. So what does that mean, mechaper for the Yoledes? Meaning maybe it means as follows, that a Yoledes normally, till she brings her karban, she's not allowed to eat kachin, right, without her karban. Maybe if before she brings her karban, Yom Kippur passes, and therefore they brought, in the Beis HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol brought the Sira Pnimi in the interim, so maybe that's what allows her to eat kachim even if she didn't bring her own karban. That's what we're assuming. Yoledes would that's how Yoledes would fit the idea of the Sira Pnimi being mechaper, right? That she would be allowed to eat kachim just based on the Sira Pnimi even if she didn't bring her karban. Why? Because we know that we're already making with the Yoledes. We let her bring an olav yored. So Amar Rav Hoshi, Rav Hoshi says no. Can't be talking about a Yoledes that the Sira Pnimi is mechaper for, because the pasuk says the kol chatosam velo the kol tum. It says that the Aveira for which you bring the Sira Pnimi is Mechaper has to be for an Aveira. Yoledes didn't do an Aveira. She's Tamei. The reason she's not letting touch him is not because she did an Aveira. She just aided her husband in a great mitzvah of Puruvu, and she's the mitzvah of Leshevet Yitzhar. She's doing a great thing. She didn't do an Aveira. No, it's a Tumah. She can't eat kachim because she's Tamei. So she needs to bring those karbanos to get out of her Tumah. Sira Pnimi is supposed to be Mechaper on Aveiros, not on Tumah. So Frek the Gemara, okay, but there is a Shita that Yoledes did an Aveira also. According to Rabbi Shimon Yochai, that Yoledes also did an Avera, and that's what her Karbanos are really for, it's for her Avera. So then why don't we suggest that the Sierra Panimi is Mechaber for Yoledes, if you assume like Rabbi Shimon Yochai? Now, what Avera did the Yoledes do? So Rashi points out, the Gemara tells us in Nida, Yoledes Chotasi Shekara'as Leileid Nishba'as Shaloti Zakek Lebaila. It's really a problem of a Shvua, that when she's in labor, she takes a Shvua that she's not going to be with her husband anymore. And then obviously she's going to violate that shvua later on. So that's what she needs a kapara for. She's also considered to be a chote in some way, and therefore that's what she would need a kapara for. So answers the Gemara, yeah, but that's who's the one that says that the Yoledes is a sinner? It's Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Stam Rabbi Shimon, right? As we've pointed out, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai only started being called Rabbi Shimon Yochai when he came out of the cave, and there were other Rabbi Shimons that were active and famous. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Stam Rabbi Shimon. And what do we know about Rabbi Shimon? That how does Rabbi Shimon know that the Sira Panimi is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav and not for any of the other Averos, for the big three or anything else? Rabbi Shimon thinks because it says it in the Psukim about the Sira Panimi, because it actually says in the Pasuk about the Sira Panimi, according to Rabbi Shimon, it mentions Kodesh. So since it mentions Kodesh in the Pasuk, that's where we know V'chibra la Kodesh mitumos, that it's tumos that relate to Kodesh and not tumos that relate to other things like a Yoledes. So Rabbi Shimon doesn't need any other, Rabbi Shimon doesn't have to start figuring out svaras whether the Yoledes should be included or not, because Rabbi Shimon thinks it's in the pasuk that Sira Panimi is mechaper only for Tumas Mikdash Ukdashav. So it says the Gemara, okay, let's sticking within the sheet of Rabbi Huda, not within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, let's suggest another possible avera for which the Sira Panimi could be mechaper. Ema Mitzora. Maybe Mitzora is something Sira Panimi can be mechaper for. Amar Rav Hoshea, l'kol chatasam, lo l'kol tumasam. No, Pasuk said, l'kol chatasam, Mitzora is not a chet, it's a tumah. Is that true? Mitzora is not a chet, it's only a tumah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, damar al shiva dvarim nega'im ba'in ma'ikal meimar. What about Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni who explains why one gets tzara'as, and there are seven averos that a person does that they get tzara'as for. So don't tell me it's just a tumah and you don't need any sort of kapara. You do need a kapara. It's true that a person who does certain averos gets tzara'as, but you know where his kapara comes from? From having tzara'as. That itself is the punishment. It's the nega tzara'as itself that gives him the kapara. The karban that he brings is not the punishment that's mechaper for his avera. The karban just allows him bikal, right? It doesn't take care of the avera itself. The avera is already taken care of. And mela, he's not going to need the seal Hashem to be mechaper. Ve'ema nazir tameh, dechilek demaisi torum b'nei yona. Maybe nazir tameh is what the seal Hashem should be mechaper for, because nazir tameh also has a unique halacha in that he brings torum b'nei yona, a nazir tameh, right? So since he has a unique type of carbon that he brings torum b'nei yona, so that should be the unique avera for which the Sira Panimi is mechaper. So I answer the Gemara, Amar Rav Hoshea, l'kol chatasam v'lo l'kol tumasam. No, nazir tameh also, again, it's not an avera, it's tumah. Rabbi Elazar HaKfar damar nazir nami chotehu ma'ikal meimar. What about Rabbi Elazar HaKfar who says that a nazir is a sinner? That a nazir is not just tumah, it's not just that when a nazir tameh, that he brings karbanos because he's tameh, he's bringing karbanos also because he did an avera. A nazir is a choteh. So savor like Rabbi Shimon, damar mimkamahu mukhra. Must be that he heals like Rabbi Shimon, that ain't a chinami. If we're working with svara, then you're right. Nazir tameh may have fit into the category of things that the Seira Panimi could be mechaper for. But we're not working with svara according to Rabbi Shimon. It's a pasuk. It's a drasha from the pasuk about the Seira Panimi that it's dafka on Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav. Now, the idea of Nazir Tameh being someone who's an Avarian, according to Rabbi Elazar HaKfar, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos of Yervim Tomar, V'alo ikri chote elfi shetzir atzmo min ayayin. Tosfos says, wait a second, he's only called a chote because he was mitzar himself from wine. V'asayir einu balachaper el alatuma. And the sayir, the sira panimi, is coming to be mechaper for the tuma, meaning, what's the hav meaning? The Gemara is saying, according to the Blazer HaKfar, the Nazir is a Chotei, and maybe that's what the Sira Panimi is coming to be Mechaper. What did we suggest Sir Pnim Shemuchaper for a Nazir who became Tamei, not for Stama Nazir? What's the Aveira of the Nazir Tamei? It's just for becoming a Nazir. It's just for Tzir Atzma Minayayin, for withholding pleasures from himself. That's what the Nazir is Mechaper for. Apparently, there is this idea that a person is not supposed to, if God gave you pleasures to experience, you're not supposed to withhold them from yourself unless God tells you so. Unless God tells you, don't experience certain pleasures, otherwise you're supposed to experience them. So the Nazir, his Avera has nothing to do with the Tumah. His Avera was the fact that that he withheld wine from himself. So what's the Havamina that there's any connection that the Sir HaPnimi should be Mechaper from? The Sir HaPnimi, we only wanted to suggest as Mechaper for tuma. So V'yei Shlomer says, tells us, kibin shal yidei atuma bolo shetzir atzma min hayayin pamshenis. No, because when he was when he became Tamei, now it's causing his tzar to be doubled over, because now he's got to start his nazirus over again. So let's say a person had his tam nazirus of shloshim yom on day 29, he became Tamei. So now he's got to go a whole another 30 days where he's mitzar atzma min hayayin. So the tuma causes this extra level of tzar, and the truth is that's what the real aveira is. Rabbi Elazar HaKfar talks about a nazir Tamei who's a real avarian, because if the guy who could handle his nazirus, it's not so bad. He'll withhold wine from himself for 30 days. But the guy who thought he could handle the Naziris, and then it turned out he was unable to observe all the halachas to the point that he became Tamei, and now he's mitzar himself for an extended period of time, that's where he really needs a kapara. That's where the karban is really brought from. This idea that we're not supposed to be mitzar ourselves, there are tshuvas in poskim that, you know, you wouldn't expect this to be a discussion of the halacha. Rav Moshe has a shaila whether a person is allowed to go on a diet. Right, to be mitzari himself. So he points out, obviously, of course, you're allowed to go on a diet because there's some other toelas. There's toelas to stay healthy, to look good, a person should have self-confidence or whatever. But stam to be mitzari yourself, if it's not going to cost you anything, if there's no other cheshbon, so stam to be mitzari yourself is not a good thing. If a person doesn't want to drink wine because you know, he has a history with alcohol or something that you know, that is dangerous for him, so obviously he's not going to be punished for being mitzari himself from wine. Or a person doesn't want to drink wine because he wants to keep his head straight for whatever. So obviously it's not. But as a general rule, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to give us some type of hana'a, we're supposed to enjoy that hana'a. Amar Mar. So we said Vayter in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mimekomo hu marchra rei omer v'chipa l'kodesh mitum'os of shel kodesh. So what Rabbi Shimon says, you see beferish from the psukim about the Seir HaPnimi, that the Seir HaPnimi is mechaper for tumas mikdash u'kedashav. So frankly, Gemara Shapir come Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a good point. Why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Why does Rabbi Yehuda think that that he needs some other drasha, some other limud to show that the Seir HaPnimi is mechaper for tumas mikdash u'kedashav and not for avodah zarah gilui reish v'chasdanim? Rabbi Shimon has a good point. It's in the pasuk. It says kodesh. So Rabbi Yehuda amar lachomi bayle ki hechi David lifnai v'lifnim hechi navid behechal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we already need that pasuk to teach us that the same thing he does, the same thing the Kohen Gadol does, lifnai v'lifnim, which achas the maila sheva lamata, in terms of the sprinkling of the dam apar and the dam asayir, that same procedure is done in the hechal as well. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon would say hahumi v'chein yase nafka. That we already know from the phrase v'chein yase in the pasuk. So we don't need the idea of v'chipar ala kodesh mitumos to teach us that. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would respond, imei ahi, if we just had v'chein yasa, I would have thought, havamina nesi par v'sayir achrini v'navid. I would have thought he's got to bring a second par and sayir to do the same thing, b'heichal, that he did l'fnai v'lifnim. Kamash malan, therefore I need the second pasuk also, v'chipar ala kodesh, to teach me that, no, he uses the same par v'sayir, but he does the same sprinkling outside as well. Rabbi Shimon, v'chein yasa la'ol moed, minei mashma. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you get it all from v'chein yasa, that the words imply that you use that same blood, not that you would bring a whole other set of karbanos. So it's just a discussion. The whole machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is whether the pasuk is extra to make such a drasha, or whether the pasuk is already being used for something else. Amr Mar, we said in the Brisa, Yachlal called to Moshe b'Kodesh Yisir Zemechaper. I might have thought that regarding any tuma in Kodesh, this Seir HaPnimi should be Mechaper. Tamalomar mi pishayem lechol chatasam. Mainihu, Yesh b'yediyah betchila, v'yesh b'yediyah basov. So what do we want to have a havamina that the seir should be mechaper for? The brises seem to say that we wanted to say that the seir should be mechaper for all sorts of tumah bakodesh, but it's not. It's only mechaper for someone who has yediyah betchila and not yediyah basov, so he can't bring a carbon because he doesn't realize he did an avera. So the seir pnimi is mechaper for him. Well, what was the havamina? What did we want to say? So we wanted to say the seir should be mechaper for someone who's yesh b'yediyah betchila v'yesh b'yediyah basov. That's what it should be mechaper for. That can't be. It's not an option. Hi bar carbon who? You're already chayiv a carbon all of a yorate for that. So why should the seer be mechaper? So the Lord Tzricha d'siyad v'lei samach l'shkiyas l'chama. No, maybe the case is that it's talking about someone who has yediyah b'tchil and yediyah b'sof, but when did he get that yediyah b'sof? When did he realize that he went into the Beis HaMikdash while he was tamei? Right at Shkia on Erev Yom Kippur. He had no chance to bring a karban. So that's where the Brice is saying, I would have a havamina, that the Seir HaPnimi should be mechaper for him in the interim, that if he didn't have a chance to bring his karban, in the interim, the Seir HaPnimi should be mechaper for him. Paras Yosef points out that you don't have to say that he found out Mamish Samach L'Shkia Sachama, right, that was Erev Yom Kippur, Samach L'Shkia Sachama. You could say he found out that morning also. If he found out that morning, he would have had time to bring the karban. Says the Paras Yosef, we don't bring kachim lebeis apsul, and the halacha is that since we don't bring kachim lebeis apsul, even if he would have found out erev Yom Kippur in the morning, he wouldn't have been able to bring the carbon because the chatas is nechel the yom v'layla, and we know that night would have been, it was going to be Yom Kippur, so he can't eat the carbon that night. If he can't eat the carbon that night, he can't bring it that morning. So the Gemara doesn't have to even say that he found out samach l'shkia sachama. So says the Paras Yosef, ef shalomar kivin de bebraisazos huska Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon hasfir. Rabbi Shimon holds in Zvach Mayin Vav that we do bring Kachin Lebeis Apsul, so maybe we're trying to make the Brisa fit, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you do bring Kachin Lebeis Apsul. Okay, fine. Says Gemara, Salka Daita Chamina. I might have thought that until he has a chance to bring his carbon, so let the seer apnimi be mechaper for him in the interim. Let it be tola, so that he shouldn't get any onesh in the interim. Come ashmalan. That's why it comes telling me that no, the seer apnimi is not mechaper for someone who has yediyah basof, only for someone who does not have yediyah basof. Amar Mar, the Brisa said, Viter. Again, as we said, we're just going to be ripping apart piece by piece the Brisa that we learned yesterday. Minayin li yesh ba yediyah b'tchila ve'in b'yediyah b'sof shesir zetola minayin maiko kashalei. What was bothering the Gemara that the Brisa says, how do I know that if you don't have yediyah b'sof that the seir is mechaper? Why does it have to say minayin shall that it's mechaper on this? We already learned that someone who's not able to bring a carbon, that's what the Seir HaPnimi is for. And this is a guy who's not able to bring a carbon because he doesn't know that he's chayav a carbon. So, achi kakashalei. Now, this is what the Gemara was, this is what the Brisa was bothered by. Hashadam chataim dumyu de pshaim, ma pshaim de lav bnei carbon, af chataim nami de lav bnei carbon. Once you're going to say that the Seir HaPnimi is mechaper for someone who violated something for which he can't bring a carbon, and we learn that from chataim dumyu de pshaim, that just like a pesha, which is done b'mezid, you can't bring a carbon, so to a chet, which you can't bring a carbon for, that's what the Seir HaPnimi is mechaper for. Ema ma pshaim de lav bnei carbon liolam, af chataim de lav bnei carbon liolam. Maybe the Seir HaPnimi should only be mechaper for things that you will never be able to bring a carbon on. And this, when you don't have yediyah basof, you will one day be able to bring a carbon. When is that? As soon as you do find out about it, as soon as you do have the idea, just because right now I don't realize that yesterday I walked into the Beis HaMikdash when I was Tameh, doesn't mean that next week I won't realize it. And whenever I realize it, I'll go and I'll bring my carbon. Am I ninhu? Ain't be yediyah betchila v'yesh b'yediyah basof. You know when you're never going to be able to bring carbon? If you never even had yediyah betchila. At the time you walked into the Mikdash, you had never known prior to that you were Tameh. Aval yesh b'yediyah betchila v'ain't b'yediyah basof. Kibin d'chim esyadaleh bar carbon hu emelo litli. But I might have thought that someone who knew once that he was Tameh, forgot about it, walked into the Beis HaMikdash, still doesn't realize that such a person should not get kapara with the Seir HaPnimi, because one day, as soon as he realizes what he has done, he'd be chayv a karban. The chitema ain ba yediyah b'tchila v'yesh b'yediyah b'sof, Seir nasa b'chutz yom ha-kippur mechaper. And if you're going to say, well, if you didn't realize ever that you were Tameh, then you don't need the Seir HaPnimi to be mechaper, because that's what the Mishnah said, the Seir nasa b'chutz and yom kippur mechaper. Salka daita chaminu nepuch mepach. I might have thought, switch it around, and say that the Seir HaPnimi should be mechaper, meaning I might have thought, not like the Mishnah.
Amarkra, that's why the pasuk says the kol chatasam mechal de bnei chataos ninhu. That's why it says it's talking. What is the sir panimi mechaper for? A guy who has done an avera relating to tumas mikdash k'dashav, for which he can't bring a carbon right now because he doesn't know that he did the avera, but he is in the parsha of a carbon, meaning he once had yidia and therefore he's at least in the parsha of a carbon. V'nischaper kapar gemura, frak the gemara. Okay, fine. Now that we're going to assume the sira panimi is mechaper for this guy that's yesh b'yediyah b'chila vein b'yediyah b'sof, but we still say that as soon as he does have a yediyah, as soon as he does realize what he did, he's going to have to bring a carbon olav yored. Why don't we just say the sira panimi could be totally mechaper for him? Let him off the hook now. Once the sira panimi happened, let him off the hook. He should have total kapara. Says Gemara, iksiv mechatasam k'deka amrit. If it would have said mechatasam, you'd be right. It has to be someone who's able to one day bring a carbon chatas. So if we're just going to let him off the hook and say he's never going to bring an olav yored, then he's not somebody who's one day going to bring carbon chatas. It's only if we don't let him off the hook, we just let it cover him for the interim, that the seer panim is going to be mechaper for him. So lamatola. But then what does it help him? If anyway, as soon as he finds out he's going to have to bring carbon olav yored, what does it help that the seer panimi is brought in the interim? It's not mechaper for him anyway. Some rabbis say lomer shem meis below avon. No, you know what it helps him? If he dies right now, he'll die without an avera. Let's say he dies right after Yom Kippur, after the seer panimi was brought, before he ever realized what he had done, so he was unable to bring carbon olav yored. So at least he dies without an avera because the seer of Yom Kippur was mechaper. Amalei rava im meis misam imerakas. What do you mean? If he dies, he doesn't need the seer panimi. The death itself took care of him. What does he need? What do you need the Sira Panimi for? The Misa itself is Mimarik the Avon. Right? Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Yuma Pei Vav, that Misa Mimarik Kol Avonos, that you did Tshuva on, and that Tshuva is not enough for. Right? There's some things Tshuva itself is enough, others you need Tshuva and Yisurin, and others you need Tshuva, Yisurin, and Misa, but Misa for sure covers it. So Ela Amarava, so Rava says, no, you know why you need the Sira Panimi, even though he's still going to be Chayiv Karban once he does have a Yediya? Lahagin Alav Mina Yisurin. In the interim, until he has that Yediya, he might have Yisurin that he would otherwise have suffered from. The Sira Panimi protects him from that Yisurin. Okay, we'll stop there. The two dots.